New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One. Welcome back to another episode of the NFL Happy Hour Show. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to continue our ridiculously early predictions of the NFL. Last few weeks, we tackled the NFC. This week, we're going to tackle the AFC. Very, very excited, as always, joined by my partner, Mr. Matthew Fox. How are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good. You know, looking forward to mini camps are almost out of the way. And then we have the little stretch before we start training camp. And the first game is less than 2 months away, a preseason game. But a game's a game.
It is. I'm very excited. Very, very excited. Tired of hearing everybody talk about the NBA because I don't really care. So, you know, it makes it even worse whenever you see people talking about the WNBA. It's nothing against either one of those. I'm just not a basketball fan. So,
well, we do have the Summer Olympics. I'll be excited about that from a sports standpoint that launches at the end of July. That always feels fun and something different. And when that ends, we'll be literally into football season.
Check out our breakdown of the Olympics and who we think is going to win in the very, very near future. Make sure to find that on somebody's YouTube channel. But we are back this week. I'm excited for the Olympics, too. I'm not going to lie, but I just figured that'd be funny. All right. Well, we are back this week again. Like I said, we're tackling the AFC. First things first, we're going to take a look at the AFC East, a powerhouse division over the years. We've seen some shifts. We can see some new things, some fresh new faces in the division, some old faces returning. And we have one team heading in the direction of someone. No, nobody knows really, but a fresh face running the team is definitely with Bill Belichick out the door. What does that look like for the Patriots? But like we did last week, we're going to talk about who we think is going to win the division. We're going to break down what their record's going to be. I'm going to put Matthew Fox on the spot and who he thinks is a sleeper for that division. And of course, we're going to talk about betting the over and under for each of the respective teams. As I talked about on the NFC podcast, this podcast is filming here in early June. So whenever, if you're watching this at some point in July and the odds have shifted it in the favor of either side of this, just know that we placed these bets and talked about these in early June. We will definitely be updating these as the offseason continues, of course, as we inch closer and closer to the NFL season. But Fox, I'm going to put you on the spot right off the bat. Give me your ranking of the division 4-1.
Yeah, so number four for me, I'm sorry, I have the New England Patriots. This is what it's telling me based on tiebreakers, because I actually have quite a few of these teams with the same record, but it's telling me then that I have the Bills 3, the Jets 2, and the Dolphins at 1.
That's definitely interesting, because I think I struggled with this division a little bit more than I thought I would top wise, because I really don't know how to feel about the Bills. You know what I mean? I really don't. I think it's a team that they lost a big loss, but will the big loss help them? I don't really know. I struggled with this one. I went, obviously, Patriots are in fourth, Dolphins in third, Bills in second, and then, of course, the Jets being in first. Now, actually, my first question to you before we dive into any more of this, I would assume that your Jets prediction is based on we get 17 games out of Rodgers, right?
Yes, and that he looks like he did, you know, 21 parts of 22. So I think they have a lot of good pieces. I mean, this is a team that with essentially no very stable or good quarterback play went 7-10 last year. And that's because they have a great running back in Breece Hall. They have a great receiver in Garrett Wilson. They have some good pieces on offense, and they also have a really good defense. So, you know, a healthy Aaron Rodgers, I think, could make a four-game swing. I wasn't wild in my prediction, you know, for their record, but I, you know, you got to think that's at least worth three or four more wins.
Absolutely, that's the thing for me too. Like when I look at the Jets, I mean, it starts at the top. If you get 75% of Rodgers from 21-22. You're getting already better quarterback play than you did all of last year. You know what I mean? So that to me, and I agree with you, I forgot they went 7-10. It's funny to say that, but I do think I have everybody within a game or two of each other. It was a struggle for me. A Dolphins team, I don't know, ever know what to do with this team. I didn't love their offseason. And I think a lot of what they had this offseason was basically, you know, based on the salary cap implications that they had for their team. And I think that, I mean, this is what a make or break year for Tua, right?
Yeah. Because of his contract status, you know, I think they will end up getting a deal done. So we'll see a little bit of how that plays out. But I think the Dolphins have a lot of talent and they have a lot of potential. I think they had a lot of potential last year. And had they not had so many injuries on the defensive side down the stretch, they kind of faded down the stretch, which is why Buffalo was able to surpass them a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see. But Miami was a little bit like Dallas last year, that they were a great team record-wise that put up some huge numbers but didn't play very well against other playoff teams. And that's something really I would like to see a little bit different. And that might start with how do they play Buffalo? How do they play the Jets? They're going to play a tougher schedule because they made the playoffs last year. But I still like Miami. I actually have – you know, when we talk about records, I actually have the Dolphins, Jets, and Bills all at 11-6.
Yeah, and then looking at this as well, you see who the AFC East plays divisionally or outside the conference. Sorry, not divisionally, outside of the conference. You're looking at them. They're playing the NFC West this year, which is a hard division. I mean, San Francisco, Rams, Seattle, playoff team last year, right?
The Rams were a playoff team. Seattle was not. Yeah.
On the cusp of being a playoff team, they could be on Arizona look good the back half of the season. And then, of course, the other division that they're playing is the AFC South, which is filled with some juggernauts and then some maybe not so. But that division's pretty – not strong, you could say, but I definitely think it's not weak at all. And then, of course, a couple non-conference games for, like, Miami is, you know, they're playing – you know, they got Green Bay mixed in there. Obviously, as you said, a playoff team. You know, they sprinkle in some hard games in there. They play Cleveland, Green Bay. Cleveland's got a great defense. So it's definitely not going to be an easy road for Miami. All right, let's go. Let's talk about that record now. Let's talk about their records. What do you have the Patriots sitting at for this year?
I mean, right now, first pass, I had them at 2-15, and I don't remember thinking that I thought they were that bad, but I was just looking at their matchups. They don't really have a incredibly favorable schedule, and I just think that they're in the middle of a complete teardown and rebuild, but they haven't really gotten a lot of the pieces in place, and they play a really hard schedule. There aren't a lot of give me games.
No, their schedule to open the season is Cincinnati, Seattle, Jets, 49ers, Miami, Houston, Jacksonville, Jets, Titans, Bears, Rams. I mean, that's,
yeah. And then, you know, they're going to play the Jets, Bills, and Dolphins each twice. And I think those are pretty good teams. They'll probably get, you know, a game. I doubt they go 0-6 in their division, but you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I have them 1-5 in the division right now. There are maybe some toss-up games, but a lot of their toss-up games are on the road. Like, could they beat the Titans? They could, but that's a road game. You know, how's that going to work for a young quarterback? Could they beat the Bears? They could, but that's a road game. And a lot of their home games are, you know, maybe the Chargers game at the end of the year is a toss-up game, Colts. But, you know, if pressed, I like Chargers and Colts a little bit better. It was just hard to find places where I felt comfortable giving them wins.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I have them at 4-13, and I don't even know if I felt comfortable with four wins. You know what I mean? I agree with you. There's a lot of scenarios, and I think the thing that you made the best point about is they're softer, in air quotes here, matchups are ones that are on the road, and that to me is where, you know, you're traveling, especially Arizona. You know, you're traveling cross country, Arizona and Tennessee. You're coming down a little bit. And again, you have a rookie quarterback who I absolutely love. Felt like he's the best quarterback in this draft, but it doesn't matter when you don't really have a whole lot of weapons. You don't really have an offensive line, and you don't have you have a decent running back. And then that defense has got so many holes in it. It doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
Yeah. And that's the real Drake May of the probably big five quarterbacks that we expect may start at some point this year got by far the worst supporting cast.
Yeah, my boy got shafted is what he said. Nothing more than I wanted on draft day for somebody to be wrong and him to go to the Commanders, because that would have been a beautiful thing. All right. I guess you said you have everybody 11-6, right? Above
yep.
that?
Yep.
Yeah, so I was 9-10 Dolphins, 10-11 on Bills and Jets. So again, same boat there. 10 wins, 10 to 11 wins. I was back at, like, I ran it twice. I think I had the Dolphins at, was it 9-8? I always keep on trying to remember that extra game. You know, I got to remember that extra game now. But all right, let's talk Vegas. This is where I think you're going to be interested, because we aren't as bullish on these New England Patriots as apparently Vegas is. Now, the number's not high, right? The number's not high. Their over-under is 4.5, okay? Now, that number is being bet very, very, very heavily, because it's sitting at -160. Okay, -160. I think it's like 60 cents on the 60 cents on the dollar that you are winning. So you would have to bet a lot of money in order to really make some money in that scenario. And then, of course, on the other side of that, you're looking at it being +135 for the under. So obviously my math here, I'm trying to find I'm in DraftKings right now, literally trying to find a -160 bet.
Yeah. And they were 4-13 last year. So, you know, I think there's some optimism that maybe they'll improve. I just don't know that they've made substantive enough improvements on their roster. And when you're talking about that kind of a schedule, I would feel more comfortable betting the under. But 4 So you said it's 4.5. I think I would feel pretty comfortable betting the under because I think 3 or 4 wins is probably more realistic. I don't see them having like a Texans type renaissance.
Yeah, so I said it was so if for -160, you win 63 cents on the dollar to bet. So like you have to bet in order to make some real money. Let's just say you bet $100 on the over there. You're making $62, $100, but you're also obviously running the risk of losing 100 in general. But that +135, man, it's kind of sexy though. Under the under 4.5, I think I'm staying away. I agree with you. This team is not that good, but I'm also not comfortable enough to just be like, all right, you know, looking at their schedule, you could really be like, oh, this is a 3-win team, but that's not a high margin for error, especially in the National Football League. So. Let's see here. Let's do Miami Dolphins next. Everybody's kind of honestly surprised here in a minute, but they're kind of bunched together. The Bills are highest amongst them on the over under in Vegas, but the Dolphins are over under is 9.5 -135 on the over. And then of course it is +115 on the under. Like I said before, I mean, just if you're betting let's just say you're betting a dollar, you're winning 74 cents on your dollar. I'll start this one off staying away. I don't 9.5. It's a trap to me because I had them 9-10 ish. I know you had them 11, which is pretty, was one up. But what does that look like? You know what I mean? Like it's a trap to me. Fox, what are you doing?
I feel pretty good about the over. They were 11-6 last year, and I think they have a better team.
We heard it from Matthew. I stay away. Fox likes it. Let's do the Jets. Jets are next. This is the one that I feel probably the best about in this division, and that's because theirs is actually at 9.5 as well. And actually, you know, I say that I feel comfortable in it. Plus, you get 67 cents for every dollar that you bet on this. But the over is -150 at 9.5. And then, of course, the under sitting at +125. Biggest concern that you have betting this is if you get 25% of Aaron Rodgers from 2021. You know what I mean? And or if he gets hurt again.
That's 100% why it's a total stay away from me. Because I think the potential for this team is to be a 10-11 win team. The flip side of that potential is to be a 6-7 win team, because if you're rolling Tyrod Taylor out there or something else happens, or if they still have Nathaniel Hackett also as their offensive coordinator. So the potential is there, but there is also equal potential. And so I'm not super confident.
There's no love lost between Nathaniel Hackett and Matthew Fox.
By October, Aaron Rodgers is so frustrated, he just goes and starts campaigning full-time for Robert Kennedy Jr. And
or he becomes Donald Trump's running mate. Who knows? You know what I mean? Who knows, right? All right, now we're talking about the Buffalo Bills. This one, to me, feels like such a trap. Again, over-under is 10.5. The under is being bet pretty heavily because it's sitting at -155, which I understand because the moves in the offseason. So you get 65 cents on every dollar that you bet on the Buffalo Bills under 10.5. And then the over sits at +130. I think for me, this entire division, I felt the same way. Everybody's just a stay away. I'm staying away from this one too. What about you?
Yeah, I'd stay away from this one also because, you know, I still love Josh Allen and I think they really found something with James Cook, but they're starting over at receiver. I mean, Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs are gone. They're really starting over on defense. Like if you were going to talk about player defections, Jordan Poyer, who was a great starting safety for them, is now a Miami Dolphin. You know, they lost a lot of veteran players, especially in the secondary. They're kind of starting over their top three receiver, rookie Keon Coleman, Khalil Shakir, and Curtis Samuel. I like Dalton Kincaid. They are obviously trying to do a 2 years ago Chiefs kind of thing where it runs through the tight end and a running back, and that seemed to work for them down the stretch, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think the big thing for me with this right now is I think my head just wants to like the Bills to kind of turn it around and just the will of Josh Allen, and I agree with you kind of like what they run in that Chiefs mode, but this could really – in my opinion, get ugly really fast because they haven't, Brandon Bean and that team have not, they haven't exactly knocked it out of the ballpark in the draft. And that to me is a lot of the reasons why they're struggling with where they are, because they're not developing some of those pieces underneath their tutelage, especially on the offensive side of football. Cook was a nice little surprise, you know, last year. Not many expected it to kind of break out the way that he did, but I think that's going to help Josh Allen in 2024, especially running an offense with no true number one wide receiver. So I definitely agree it's a stay away, but I also feel like the Bills were definitely one where it was like, I almost was like, maybe they'll suck. But then I was just like, I just like Josh Allen too much, I think. So I was a little mixed bag goods there. But folks, that is it for this week's episode, or this episode, not week, maybe, I don't know, who knows. Episode of the Happy Hour Podcast, where we broke down the AFC East. We'll be breaking down the rest of the AFC over the next couple of days. Hope you tune into each of those episodes. Thank you so much, Matthew Fox, for joining me. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.